It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Everybody has misfires at the end of the day. Nobody's perfect, so... yeah, I mean, it's not about to get in my head or anything. I've missed, you know, so many throws in my career, so it's nothing new. It's not, you know, anything different. Like I said, everybody missed throws, whether you're Tom Brady, you know, Aaron Rodgers, or whoever, so.
All right, that is Justin Fields downplaying missed throws, inaccuracy, one of the reasons why we've heard from so many callers who want a Steelers quarterback change after a 32-13 win. And I started by saying that I thought it was a ridiculous question today to even entertain the idea of benching a guy who won a game by almost three touchdowns, whose team scored more than 30 points. And we'll grade Justin Fields and some others later in the show. I'm not going to give him an A, even though the scoreboard reflects the work of a great offense, because that isn't how the game went. But I also think it would be one of the boldest and craziest decisions of Mike Tomlin's career to, after years of being in the wilderness offensively, to pinpoint this time to make a quarterback change when 30-point games have been almost impossible to come by for him. They had two late last year, Chris, against the Bengals and against the Seahawks. And
They've only had two on the road since 2019.
And they never had one in the Matt Canada era when he was calling plays.
I know, but you say it's bold. I mean, they're 20th in the league in scoring offense and 25th in total offense.
Okay, they also have the best point differential in the entire AFC.
Yeah,
so what they're doing is working.
That makes no sense to me.
And that's usually one of your big stats, point differential. That's a mark of a good team.
They racked half of it yesterday, and I told you I felt like that game wasn't as close or was much closer than the score indicated. I need to ask this question out into the ether. I won't do the 412-928-9370. That's 928-9370, except I just did because I heard Joe do it on the way in. I feel like I'm on a very weird island right now. I'm comfortable being on the island because I think I'm right. But it seems like people are falling into one of two baskets, and maybe that's the whole nature of the beast here. You, people like you saying you'd be insane to take Justin Fields out of the game, out of the lineup after this because you just won a game by 19 points and you're 4-2. Saying, oh, hell no, he's lucky to be this record right now. He's not that good. Give Russ the shot. I'm in a very specific boat. I think his play has trended towards the worst for two games now through the air. I think his legs can't be discounted. I think he deserves to go on almost a game-by-game basis until he puts together two or three really good games in a row for you.
Which he did earlier in the season.
But I would be fine with the Steelers even winning their next game and moving to 5-2. And if Fields just did not look good and they won like a 12-10 slugfest, taking him out. And I feel like that is a very narrow position right now to be taking on
this
issue.
No, because I probably would still lean keeping him in, but I would be way more open to the idea of giving Russ a game if it goes against the Jets the way that you just described it.
And before anyone says like, "Oh, that's an unlikely result," have you watched the Steelers before? They can play these games at any time. Yesterday probably could have been that kind of game. I have something else for you, too. I have a little treat.
Go ahead.
We have more Michael Brewerly tweets.
The George Pickens burner, more proof that it's a Pickens burner? Or is he covering his tracks better now?
Well, let's quickly go in reverse chronological order. He said, don't switch on one issue after tomorrow. Stand on it. That was before the game. After the game, Dubski, let's get it. 4-2, go Stillas. Then He responds to both Blitzberg, two Blitzberg tweets of his drops against the Raiders. The yep. one on the sideline, he goes, he'll put it all together. Better attitude and better production today. The one that right in the first half, he's a gamer. Great team win, touchdown, whatever. Gotta have that one in response to that juggled early one, the first drop of the game. Good. Gotta have that one, keeping it 100. A retweet of George Pickens talking about Dub City. And then he got to you. He said, Pittsburgh's really got the best fans in the league, little 100 emoji. He responded to you, George Pickens, great catch, then a touchdown drop. He's not a number one. He says, making a living pillow talking other grown men.
What's that mean?
I don't know. Just, I think making a living talking about the actions of the guys who are going out there doing the actions.
Yes. Imagine having Stephen A's salary and pulpit and stuff like that.
I don't know why the responses Damn. Make me laugh. The first response to that pillow talk line is, come to the Chargers, George. And the second one from Joey Spatulas is, George, you suck at what you do.
I actually want to give our listeners specifically props for something, because none of our callers yet today, and I've not even seen it in a text or tweet while we've been on the air, and I thought we would. I thought at some point we were going to get the asinine, you put Russell Wilson in because you need to see what he can do before the trade deadline call. I really thought we would get that.
So there's a wild card.
I really thought we'd get give him two or three games because maybe, then you can put that out there and see what other teams will
which
give
is,
you back
which,
for
by
him.
The way, is, hold on, which just for a second here is insane. If he played two or three games and he was awesome,
you'd just want to keep
you'd
him.
Keep him.
Yeah.
Here's the wild card. We were trying to go through this off the air, Pony. What team that is currently attempting to contend this year has a bad quarterback situation, bad enough that they would want Wilson, but a good enough record that they actually would have a chance to get back in it?
Maybe the Giants?
You'd say the Dolphins, but I don't hear anything that they want him, and Tua's probably going to be back within like 2 or 3 weeks.
No, McDaniel said today that he is expecting him to be back.
Yeah, like he's ready to go around week 8, they think. So that's at most.
And week 7 is coming up, so
right,
that
so
could be one more game without
him. At most one more game. If they somehow win that game, I don't even know who they have next week. They'd be 3-3. The Giants seem like the only team. Interesting, because the Giants seem like the only other team interested in him in the offseason.
Yeah.
So here's the whole, this is something that is interesting about this whole dynamic. If there really aren't teams lining up to trade for Russell Wilson, then what leverage does Russell Wilson have to get himself onto the field here?
I don't think he has much, because the teams that could use him as an upgrade, the Raiders, the Titans,
they're not contenders.
The Panthers,
probably. They're dead. The
Browns,
Panthers are dead in the water.
The Browns,
they're selling.
But Jay Roday of Jameis, and they just won't get away from Watson because they
Haslam
made a deal with the devil and gave him the worst
Haslam
contract
is not
in
even
the history of sports.
Yeah, Kevin Stefanski said it's all my decision who starts. That's a lie.
EPA is a stat that all of the serious football bettors use.
They expected points added.
They think it's honestly a better measure of who is good, which team is good, which team isn't, which player is good, which player is not. They honestly think it's the most effective tool to measure those things. So far this year, now it's in limited duty, but so far this year, Joe Flacco has been the best quarterback in the NFL using that measurement. Josh Allen is second. Joe Burrow is third. Jaden Daniels is fourth. Mm-hmm. You're not surprised by any of these so far, right? I mean, even Flacco, because it's small sample size. But Allen, Burrow, Daniels, Lamar Jackson as the top four guys that have started the entire season.
Yes.
That does not surprise you, right?
No.
Five is Brock Purdy. Again, I'm not surprised.
He's been good.
Six is Fields. Fields is basically tied with C.J. Stroud. He's ahead of Cousins. He's ahead of Darnold. He's ahead of Mayfield. He's ahead of Love. He's ahead of Mahomes. He's ahead of Goff.
I'm not questioning you. I'm looking at a chart right now that's cross-referencing EPA per play and then PFF's offensive grades. And you can easily read the charts. Fields looks like he's way further down than sixth here.
Oh, this I did need to clarify something.
These includes his runs.
These are on passing plays. This is the expected passing. When the expected passing situation is greater than 70%. So when this whatever program they're using, however they're doing it, whether that's third and X amount of yards, second and long, I don't know. But whenever they mm-hmm. expect a passing play, he's been one of okay. the best quarterbacks in the league.
His overall EPA per play, as I'm looking at it, minimum of 100 dropbacks through week six yes. last night, he's 14th in the league.
Still above average.
He's slightly better than both Mahomes, Geno Smith, and C.J. Stroud in that regard, and
wow.
Jalen Hurts.
Wow.
Daniels is the best in the league in that metric, then Allen.
Which, again, checks out.
Again, I mean, Flacco, Jackson, Burrow, Purdy are all closely cloistered. Mayfield's up there. He should be. That one's surprising, but not as much because that one doesn't have any passing constraints. And what it is taking into account, and what you need to explain even more, his legs. His legs are relevant to this. If you're ripping off a 14-yard gain or a 15-yard gain or whatever it might be when a play breaks down, that's going to help. I like that stat. I'm glad you have started to incorporate these stats. I think if I would have said Kenny Pickett's EPA per play last year sucks, you'd have said, who cares about that nerd stuff? You're laughing at me like you know I'm exactly right here. But you do have to get better in the pass game. I know that you're saying when it's 70% likely or more that he's going to pass the ball, he's been good in obvious pass situations. But my eyes tell me he was not good last week. And for half of the Dallas game, he was also not good.
Well, he wasn't good in yesterday's game when it was one of those situations where you would expect to pass and he threw the ball. But in those situations yesterday where you would expect to pass and he ran it, he was great.
Pony,
which goes back to what you're saying.
To go back to...
Second and 13.
Yeah.
He runs the ball for 18 yards in a first down. That's an expected passing play, and he gets it with his legs. What difference does it make if he got it with his legs or his arms? It's the same thing. It's a first down.
Yeah,
it's a big gainer.
I mean, you've beaten this drum for a long time that the really high-end running quarterbacks have not won big. They win with
their
arms.
Thank you, Mulsey. If you're bringing that up because you're finally coming around and agreeing with me on that, well, then I'm... pleased to have you.
John and Robinson wants to know, wouldn't Pony say that the Saints need Russell Wilson since he won't acknowledge Spencer Rattler's existence?
412-928-9370. Here is Sam in Oklahoma.
And
hello, Sam.
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're not bad. It sounds like you're at a party right now, Sam. Are we interrupting something?
I'm walking outside right now.
Okay.
He actually is at a party.
I was at the bar.
Okay.
What do you got for us?
I've been listening to you guys for 12 years. I lived in Oklahoma, Pittsburgh for 9. I'm originally from Morgantown.
Oh, nice.
I got a question. Mo is for you. So I'm looking at the Steelers schedule right now. Out of all the games you guys have played, what would you say was the biggest challenge?
Of the six games they played?
Yes.
The best team that I think that they have played so far is probably the Falcons or the Chargers.
Yeah, the Chargers are always in the state of flux. You know that.
They have the number one defense in the league.
I thought you guys did.
No, we before this last game gave up, I think, 800 yards total in back-to-back games?
So, my question for you guys is... with the two quarterbacks you have, what is the long-term goal?
The ultimate long-term goal is to find somebody who can probably fill the position for 8 to 10 years, and the only guy of the two that actually fits that potential description is Justin Fields because he's so much younger.
I agree. When I moved to Oklahoma City, I had to choose a team, so I chose Kansas City because I will not cheer for Dallas ever.
Smart.
but Mahomes is not playing very well this year. Would you say Justin Fields would be the long-term decision?
We're going to let you go and let you get back into the bar. Do I think No, I don't think he is yet. Like I'm firmly on the side of it's completely bonkers to bench a guy after you score 32 points in a game. But no, I'm not. We did this earlier. You guys are ready to give him contract extensions. I said I wasn't.
Yeah,
you ready to give the guy $30 million a year?
And I'm reserving the right to walk that back
yes,
a little bit.
I was baffled by that. I was the one that was showing some, I think, strong reservations there. So, no, like I'm not ready to sign my life away to Justin Fields, but given how this team has had to urinate blood so many times to win games lately, when they win a laugher and the quarterback makes plays, yes, with his legs and not his arm, I'm not in a hurry to bench him to see what I have in somebody else. But maybe you feel differently. Is there a strong case to go with Russell Wilson versus the Jets? 412-928-9370. That's 412-928-9370. Right now, a gorgeous, gorgeous headline. Malzi making some dubious claims off air, but that's okay. We don't have to go back to that. 412-928-9370 gets you into the conversation. Yes.
Nah, I was going to go back to something I said off air. You know what pisses me off, though, and I'll tie this into what we're talking about. We're sitting here trying to figure out and debating with listeners whether or not the Steelers at 4-2 should go to their other quarterback because the first guy has started to show signs of leaking oil in the passing game. And then there's the Baltimore Ravens, also 4-2, who look for all the world like the best team in football. Was there any more obvious this is going to work very well signing in the offseason than them giving Derrick Henry money?
I didn't think so.
I thought it was a slam dunk to
I
be great.
I was a skeptic because I thought they were already great at running the ball. I thought they needed more weapons for Lamar Jackson in the passing game. And right now I look wrong and you look right, but I will caution everybody. It is October 14th.
No, the Chiefs are going to win the Super Bowl. That's the script, Boney.
Oh, you got it this year?
Yeah. Another Chiefs win.
What chapter is Kenny Pickett coming off the bench to win big games for Philly?
I don't have the CFL script.
Here is Craig in Braddock. By the way, it's Canadian Thanksgiving, speaking of the CFL. Charlie is, for whatever weird reason, working
Canadian
that into updates
does
today.
Does Canadian Thanksgiving happen on the second Monday in October every year, or is it this date, the 14th?
That I don't know. The only reason why I knew it was because the game of the day was Senators and whoever, but the score was 8-7.
It's always the second Monday in October, so there
it is. And the Senators always play an afternoon game on Canadian Thanksgiving?
I don't know.
So we're supposed to...
Wow, you acted like you were the authority on Canadian Thanksgiving a little while ago, and now you're clamming up, not knowing anything about it.
I was just saying happy Thanksgiving to our neighbors up north. That was it.
No one up there is listening. We've literally never taken a call from someone in Canada.
We've taken calls from Toronto.
No, we haven't. 412-928-9370. If you're listening in Canada, you will get on the air with us today. Craig in Braddock is next. Hello, Craig.
Hey, good afternoon, fellas. How y'all doing?
We're good. Craig, you think it's ridiculous to bench Fields?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I think it's ridiculous to bench him. I'd just like to say that right now, Steelers are not playing to his strengths. They are playing with him handcuffed, not allowing him to play his game or not even giving him help. Every Batman needs a Robin. And to me, who should be benched right now is Arthur Smith and Mike Tomlin. And also, I'd like to give a shout-out to Najee Harris. He ran well. He ran with his eyes. He ran with a lean. And he got small in the hole. So great job by Najee. And last but not least, I'd like to thank the Dallas Cowboys for giving Jerry Jones a happy birthday. Happy birthday, Jerry. Look at them Cowboys.
I like that. That's good hate right at the end there.
It was Najee's best game, and maybe getting Jaylen Warren back put a little fire under him. He did run harder and I think smarter than he has for a long time.
Warren did not look good, by the way.
No, he still doesn't look like he's 100%.
Not anything like the Jaylen Warren I'm used to seeing.
No, agreed. Here's Scott and Jeanette. Hello, Scott. Scott, can you take us off speakerphone?
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry, guys.
You're okay.
Can you hear me?
Now we can hear you
loud and clear, Scott.
Okay, sorry about that. Hey, I was calling. I personally think you stay with Fields. And I think one of the bigger issues, and maybe you guys addressed this earlier and I might have missed it, but until they have an offensive line that is capable of protecting Russell Wilson, I think you're putting Russell Wilson in a very bad situation that I don't think he will be successful with. And the reason I say that is their line has been bad. I know it's banged up, but if you look at the run that Harris had yesterday, his best run for the touchdown, and you watch the tape of that, go back and watch it. He got hit 3 yards deep in the backfield. The linemen are getting driven back in the backfield repeatedly. It's not like a every once in a while type thing.
So,
it is every play.
So you're
getting beat.
So you're thanks Scott. Your eyes are not wrong. They also measure something called expected run, like rushing yards expected.
Rushing yards over expected.
And he produced the highest amount of yards over what the analytics expected him to do based on the blocking and everything else, maybe the...
It's the running back independent of all the other... taking all the other variables into account, so did he do better or worse than average?
So to say that he just, like, there were soft holes and it was a weak, leaky defense, it was not... that was not the
Look
situation.
At you with all these advanced stats here, man.
Yes.
I mean, this is wild to hear.
Why?
You're usually... You poo-poo the advanced stats. You kind of used to go after me the way Starkey would when I would mention XFIP on the air.
Well, would you explain it? If you explained it, maybe I would like you.
Well, I once said FIP is fielding independent pitching, where it takes the fielding, the variables of defense out of it. It's what can the pitcher control? And then I said XFIP adjusts for, it standardizes the fly ball rate. And that one sent him... That one sent him careening over the edge of the cliff. He couldn't handle XFIP.
Look, Russell Wilson holds onto the ball longer than any quarterback in the league. The only guy close to him is Fields, but Fields at this point in his life compared to Wilson, it has a much higher level of being able to escape and get out of harm's way than an older and also partially damaged Russell Wilson. So I think that point is fair from the caller. And this Zach Wilson thing is hanging over the Steelers. I mean, it's not like the Lions losing Aiden Hutchinson where you embarrass the Cowboys, but it's a Pyrrhic victory where, like, it, I think, saps a lot of the enjoyment out of a win like that, because he is arguably the second best defensive player in the NFL behind TJ Watt.
Mm-hmm.
Frazier, I think, consistently, week
to week.
Zach
Wilson. I was very confused. Yes.
Zach Frazier.
Yes.
I think consistently, Zach Frazier has been our best offensive player.
He was the
game
best,
to game.
Best graded lineman again yesterday for the snaps he had from PFF.
Game to game. There was the snafu at the end of the Colts game, but overall, I think when we get the cut-ups and we're watching where plays were busted or went south, he's never the problem.
He's moving people against their will.
And so now who would replace him, Ryan McCollum or McCollum?
Yes, Ryan McCollum. Broderick Jones, if we're going to bring up the offensive line, I'm going to be honest, Jones has been terrible. He's terrible again grading yesterday. They got to send him back to his natural position, but they can't do that till at least next year.
Because Dan Moore is holding
and
down the fort.
Guess who sucked yesterday? Dan Moore.
He gave up a horrible sack.
Yeah, he had an Ole. He had practically like a Roger Dorn.
Follow us on Twitter, brought to you by South Hills Kia. More of your calls here. Is there a strong case to go to Russell Wilson versus the Jets? Do you honestly believe that? 412-928-9370. Or do you think benching a quarterback after a 32-point game is ridiculous? 412-928-9370. Plus, PM team professors. We will grade Justin Fields, Mike Tomlin, and more coming up. But first, a headline.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things, like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame.
Two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the Markable Fighter. Drink responsibly, beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Reminder, Mike's Beer Bar's Fan Beer of the Month is out. It's Penn Brewing's Pumpkin Shandy benefiting Young Adult Survivors United. Go get that today. PM team professors giving out grades from Steelers, Raiders. I will start with the Steelers offense. You score 32 points, you get three turnovers, and you get a blocked punt. So you didn't even have 300 yards of offense. But you cashed in those opportunities. You made the most of them. So I'm going to give them, I think this is a generous grade of a B- for the game. I can't bring myself to get it into the C category, but I also don't want to give it anything higher than that.
What's the point? I have a B- written down here.
I didn't even see your notes.
I do. Implicit in that statement is that you check my notes before the show or you find a way to...
Maybe I do.
To peek over and fashion arguments. You fashion arguments based off what you know I'm writing down. I would give their passing offense like a D+, maybe. Maybe just a D.
Yeah, best rushing performance of the year.
But like, take away the Jonathan Ward and Jaylen Warren carries and the Shamklin carries and just go Harrison Fields. Those guys ran it 25 times for 165 yards. That's objectively terrific. And so I give the running game an A plus almost, and I give the passing game a D. That comes out to B- for me.
For the defense, I went B+. I could not give it an A grade. That opening drive still stuck in my craw. I don't know where Dante Jackson was going on that Madison
pass play.
Little pass play. The defense was not on the same page there again, which has been... unfortunately, at the beginning of the games, it's happening too much, and it makes no sense because you've been preparing for an offense all week. And so I thought that was a bad look. The Raiders at times moved the ball, but then the Steelers
punched it out.
Yeah, and I was going to say, with these turnovers, now one was just a ball that O'Connell threw up that was a bad turnover, the one to Jackson. But the... TJ Watt plays, that's all great player making a great play. That's not, I don't know what the Raiders are doing putting their jabroni running back in the game on the first fumble. The guy I've literally never heard of. Lebka, who came in. Don't know what his deal is. White dude fumbled the ball.
I still give
B+.
I still give Jackson credit for taking that interception back and setting him up and all that.
Yeah, that part I do.
I mean, it was a good run back.
But that was a bad – my point is, like, that was a gift-wrapped interception.
All right, so they gave up a 10-play, 70-yard drive and got, like, absolutely worked to start the game. I'm going to give you the yardage totals for the next six drives by the Raiders. 6, 9, 14, 18, 14, and 4. They gave up nothing after that. And I gave him an A-minus, Pony.
Okay.
Because you pay that defense a lot of money, and as bad as that first drive was, they made adjustments. Watt made big plays. They, if you count special teams as kind of an extension of defense, they had the blocked punt. I thought they were basically A-plus level for when the game still mattered the rest of the way, and so I give him an A-minus.
I give Tomlin a B. And the reason why I give him a B is because I didn't feel like there were a lot of like in-game management things that really cropped up in this game. The biggest one was the fourth and short at the end of the first half. And instead of kicking a field goal to go up 9-7, he put the ball in Justin Fields' hands, trusted him to make a play, and he did. So that has me thinking, like, saying that Mike Tomlin did anything less than a solid job in this game, excuse me, would not be fair.
He gets a B from me as well. He runs the defense, so if I thought the defense did a much better job as the game went on, I have to give him credit. They clearly made some adjustments. Watt made two big plays, yes, but I think they took away things that the Raiders wanted to do on subsequent drives. I put that on Tomlin. I did like that decision at the end of the first half. I did think that showed some confidence in Fields and Fields' legs. It looked like they were trying to get cutesy and run a little play action. And then they knew that Fields would still have the ability to make something happen if that failed. I like the aggressiveness there. I like it, too, because it not only shows confidence in your offense, it shows confidence that your defense isn't going to get scored upon again, even if it doesn't work out. So I give him a B. So now we've given two out of the three same
grades.
Let's
see if we agree on Fields.
Ready? How about we say it at the same time?
Okay.
One, two, three,
B
C.
B minus. Ooh. Wow, we're way off on that. I couldn't have the letter. I couldn't have it start with C. Whether that's C plus, C, C minus with him, when the offense accounted for as many points as it did, they won the game by as much as they did, and he made huge plays with his legs throughout the game. So I can't give him anything higher than a B minus, though, because there were inaccurate balls, and I have to be consistent, too. If I graded him more leniently for the Broncos game, where penalties that he had nothing to do with took big plays off the board, where I saw him make the great throw to George Pickens, but it didn't count. I have to at least acknowledge that he got helped out by the new NFL rules and really had some throws that, one in particular, that would have gone down as one of the worst plays of the Steelers season had the call on the field had they not reversed it with a roughing call.
He had a lateral that Jalen Warren miraculously fell on that reminded me of the Kenny Pickett can't even like get the ball out of his hand in Cleveland last year. I give him a C because I give the running an A. That's like the perfect use of his legs.
And you give the arm an F.
Basically.
Wow.
I mean, I thought he was really... I know his receivers dropped some passes, but how much better... Forget about the drops. How much better does his stat line look if he hits Pickens on that little rolling left play? We've seen him hit Freiermuth with one. How much better does his line look if he hits Freiermuth on the very next play? Hell, how much better does his line look if he hits Pickens on the next play after that? His arm, all of the metrics, I'm not going to throw a million advanced stats at you, but I'll throw one. Completion percentage over expected, okay? That's like one of those next-gen ones. Against Dallas, he was 6.5% worse than he should have been. This game, 3% worse than he should have been. It's going in the wrong direction for him through the air, and he is going to have to fix that and remedy that if they are going to get anywhere close to where they want to go this year.
That being said, if Pickens catches that ball in the end zone and he adds another touchdown...
Yeah, it's 36-13. It looks a lot prettier.
And his passer rating is like in the high 80s or maybe even the low 90s.
But how much would that really change like the game that he played?
Oh, it wouldn't have changed it at all for me, but I'm just saying people would have looked at the box score and said, you know what, Justin Fields had another good game.
And he just did not look like a guy who had played his sixth straight game in this offense.
As a passer.
He was skittish. The footwork was bad. It didn't look like he trusted what he saw. Couple nice throws to Calvin Austin, but that was pretty much all that jumped out in a positive way for me.
All right. Pony and Muller, professor grades.
What grade do you think Donnie would have given all this? D for I'm drunk?
He gave out his game balls.
He did?
From the pool in Vegas. Yeah, he put Queen in there. for his 13 tackles, so he didn't have Jeremiah Moon.
He's a football lover, that Donnie football.
Here is Steve in Uniontown on the Fan. Hello, Steve.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Hey, man.
Hey, so to get back to your point with Fields, I think you have to roll with Fields, obviously. He's a young guy right now, and they're 4-2. I think they caught some breaks in the schedule, but all in all, he's playing good enough to keep playing. I wanted to get you guys' perspective.
Well, wait a minute, though. Before we move on to Mike, when you say they've caught breaks in the schedule, what do you mean? Like guys being injured? Okay.
Yeah. Teams with injuries, just catching them at the right time.
Okay.
Dallas.
Sure.
Chargers.
I mean, I think they even caught Atlanta at the right time because Cousins has looked much healthier since.
Yeah, it was his first game back off that injury, and he didn't play much in the preseason. Good call, Steve. What else?
Yeah. Also, just like for me and Tomlin, I think a point that don't get brought up enough. Do you think that the Pittsburgh's keeping him around, obviously, because of the history and just because he's a good recruiter? I feel like that's the way Pittsburgh looks at him. He's a great recruiter.
Recruiting who?
Russell Wilson. Bringing Russell Wilson over. Bringing over guys on better deals.
I mean, you really only had to...
He's a better recruiter than coach.
You really only had to, quote-unquote, recruit against the New York Giants with Wilson.
No, but he's right about Fields wanting to come here, and he's right about Patrick Queen, too.
Okay, but up until this game, we were saying Patrick Queen was a disappointment.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not saying, okay, but that his ability to convince guys to play here is independent from how they perform once they're here. I mean,
I'd much rather have a coach who doesn't really have an ability to convince guys to come and play here, but when they get here.
Yes, me too.
I don't think he gets the most out of every guy. Pickens is dropping passes right now.
To answer that question, no, I do not think that's the reason why the Steelers keep. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.